Way News via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. China is speaking out after the United States halted funding to the World Health Organization. The country's foreign ministry said Wednesday President Donald Trump's decision to withhold funding would affect all countries as the world faces a critical stage in combating the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said late Tuesday the WHO played a role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of coronavirus. He contends the UN agency failed to carry out what he said was its basic duty to investigate the early reports of the virus that were coming out of China when the outbreak began in December. Germany joined the defense of the agency, with the foreign minister saying Wednesday that assigning blame doesn't help. In a statement Tuesday night, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres repeated his support of the WHO from a week ago, saying the World Health Organization is absolutely critical to the world's efforts to win the war against COVID-19. There are about 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus on a global level. In Europe, France's death toll from the virus has surpassed 15,000 people, making it the fourth country to do so. Two others included Italy and Spain. While France continues to extend lockdown measures, Italy and Spain are among several European nations that have started to ease strict lockdowns. In the western U.S., the governor of the state of California said he will only consider lifting lockdown orders when the number of hospitalizations decline for at least 2 weeks. India announced Wednesday it plans to allow manufacturing and farming activity to resume in rural areas on April 20th. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, told the Associated Press that the U.S. does not yet have the critical testing and tracing procedures needed to begin reopening the nation's economy. Election Day in South Korea. South Koreans are choosing members of the legislature Wednesday as the country continues to try to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Voters are required to wear masks, were checked for fever at the entrance to polling stations, and were asked to maintain social distance while moving only in a guided path in polling stations. Wednesday's vote effectively serves as a midterm referendum on South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Moon's political fortunes have rebounded after he oversaw one of the world's most effective coronavirus responses. South Korea's election is the first case of a country holding national elections in an infected country amid the pandemic outbreak. German prosecutors announced Wednesday the arrest of four Islamic State members accused of planning attacks against U.S. military sites in Germany. A statement said the group had guns and ammunition needed for their attacks, along with some materials for building explosive devices. The prosecutors said the group had already scouted U.S. Air Force bases in Germany. They identified the four, along with a fifth person in custody since last month, as nationals of Tajikistan who founded a terror call in Germany after joining the Islamic State group last year. Authorities said they were in contact with and received instructions from high-ranking Islamic State leaders in Syria and Afghanistan. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is endorsing his former Vice President Joe Biden for U.S. President Tuesday, calling Biden a clear choice to replace President Trump in November's national election. The former president said the country's future hangs on this upcoming election. Obama urged Americans to keep believing in the possibilities of a better world by supporting Biden's campaign. China state media says Chinese scientists have started the second phase of a clinical trial of a vaccine for the new coronavirus in the hardest hit city of Wuhan. Chinese state TV said 273 out of 500 volunteers have been injected with China's first vaccine candidate for the virus, entering phase two of a human clinical trial. Stock exchanges in Asia are in negative territory Wednesday as investors react to predictions the global economy will suffer its worst year yet. More on that on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.